Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. The basketball season is not over yet for Sherrard Jr. Brady Hartman. He'll shoot at Princeton on Friday night at the sectional and try and move along and get to the state tournament in the three-point shootout. So, Brady Hartman, tell us a little bit about this opportunity you have coming up tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night I'm shooting in the Princeton shootout for at sectionals, and it's a great opportunity because it's an honor to represent my school and try to advance on the state for the shootout.
All right, so you were telling me off the air going for 11, right?
Yeah,
so if you get 11, you feel pretty good about maybe getting on and shooting down at the Peoria Civic Center at the state tournament the week of March Madness. So what is it? How do you approach, I guess, this three-point shootout? I mean, duh, it's like make as many as possible, but what is kind of the mindset here?
Well, this is my first year doing it, and when we went to Mercer County for the regional shootout, I don't really know, like my heart was kind of beating fast. I was just trying to stay calm and not get nervous because I've been practicing for it, and I just tried to just picture an empty gym, just me shooting. And I did good, and now I'm advancing the sectionals and hoping to get double digits. And because at regionals, the highest was 9, so I know if I get higher than that, I should be in a good spot.
And I know you're a right-handed player, so it goes right to left, right? So you go, so it's all,
yeah.
Is it all about the first rack? I mean, is that how it works? And do you like the setup that way, going from right to left?
Yeah, that's what I practiced at the most. I'm most comfortable with that. I've never really tried left to right, but I'm just most comfortable going right to left.
And you're going to knock down the first 5 and just coast from there on Friday night at Princeton. All right, well, I want to tell you, man, too, and I mean this. I thought in the Three Rivers West this year, Brady Hartman, I know, came off the bench initially when the season started at the Orion 10-32 Tip-Off Classic. And I remember I said, well, that dude's the X factor for Sherrard. And then as the season progressed, I said, well, that kid's one of the top players on that side of the league. I thought you really came a long way in the basketball season. What did you think of your game development, I guess, this season?
Well, last year I really struggled on varsity. And this year Coach Hunton just had a lot of confidence in me, and that kind of gave me confidence. I just believed in myself, and I went out there and worked hard, and it worked out.
Yeah, played with high energy, and you're okay with me calling you the X Factor, I assume?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right.
That tells me every day after the games that you're calling me that.
Well, at least we got one listener over that way. All right, this is a dude that can play baseball, too, and I know the Tigers, the expectation's pretty high over there. A lot of kids back, and I know baseball-wise, you know, I've heard, I think this is probably your favorite sport, started playing at a young age. So what about this junior season for you and the 2020 Baseball Tigers?
I think this is the year we've got almost all of our guys, all of our starters last year returning, and I think just our expectations are really high this year, and I hope we can come out and reach our expectations.
How young were you when you started playing baseball?
I think I was like 3 when I started playing baseball.
So you were walking and swinging a bat and throwing a ball at the same time. So I know you play a lot in the off season, really work on your game. So what are some of the things you do baseball wise in the off season? Who do you play with, and what has that meant to your development in the sport?
I play for a team out of Joliet, which, when I was 10, I was on the Illinois All-Star team, and the head coach of that is my head coach now. We've just been really close since then, and then we kind of like made a team 3 years ago when I was 14, and I've just been playing with them since then. And on Sundays, I'd go up there, and we'd have like a two-hour practice at Joliet West High School. And then during the week, I'd go hit with my hitting coach, with Blackhawks hitting coach Noah Wethington, probably like every night, and I'd just go down there and hang out and hit.
All right, and I know practice started Monday in terms of the IHSA calendar. Games can begin the week of March 16th. You haven't been able to get outside yet. I know you got to be chomping at the bit to finally get outside and get some practices on the diamond, and hopefully, with the way the weather is here in early March, should be able to get a lot of games in maybe this month. You feel good about that?
Yeah, I'm feeling real good. The weather's been nice lately, and I'm just hoping it stays like this, because I remember last year the weather was awful and it was freezing cold. I'm just hoping this year it stays nice so we can get all of our games in.
All right, I was hoping that I could come over there today with the winds blowing 50 miles per hour and the coaching staff could hit me some fly balls to get ready for 50 and over softball. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Brady Hartman, I mean it, man. I had a great high school hoop season, and we'll be rooting for you Friday night. Make 11, and you'll be shooting at the three-point shootout at State. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
All right. We call him the X Factor. Brady Hartman joining us on WRMJ.